My guest today will really make you rethink all the crap you usually obsess or worry about on any given day. In fact, you really shouldn't complain about your challenges or troubles unless you want to get an earful of perspective from him. He is an influencer, model, rapper, YouTuber who gives fans a glimpse into his life as someone living with Tourette syndrome. Yes, the involuntary twitching, repetitive, rapid, and unwanted movements, vocal sounds, and F-bombs or tics spoofed in countless movies. Except this isn't a movie for Carlos Loaiza, who shares his reality as well as the humorous aspects of Tourette's with more than 1.2 million viewers on his Twitch Boy TV channel. At 22 years age, he's 22 years old. He also is one of the youngest people in the world to undergo deep brain stimulation, or DPS, and surgery to implant a battery-operated device, much like a pacemaker, called an implantable pulse generator, to help alleviate the symptoms of his neurological disorder with no known cure. Most people with this disorder experience the worst symptoms in their early teens, but then the tics typically lessen and become more controlled by their late teens and early 20s. But that's not the case for Carlos, who has been dealing with his tics since he was 3 years old. The cause is genetic and not fatal, but certainly challenging for those navigating social situations, not conducive to disruptive behaviors and uncontrollable outbursts. Welcome. This is Hola, my name is. 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 My name is. My name is. My name is. Carlos, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hola, my name is Twitch Boy, or AKA Carlitos, Carlos Loaiza.
Carlos, normally you're Mexican American.
Yeah, normally, yeah.
Normally? Like today? Yes or no?
Just today. Then
just choose, today?
I'm probably French tomorrow or some shit, you know?
Oh, oui, you speak French too?
Nah, fuck no. My dad does though.
So, hablas inglés, español y francés?
No, yo sé je m'appelle. That's it.
Oui.
Je m'appelle Louis, that's all I know. But I'm French though. I'm a quarter French. No cap. No kizzy.
Cool. Yeah. Carlos, normally Tourette's in movies is a subject about laughter, like in Deuce Bigelow, right? Mm-hmm. Rob Schneider's character goes on a date with a girl and the girl's twitching out.
Yeah.
Is this what tics are about? Is it really like we just saw in
movies?
The movie?
No. This movie's very show shit, bro. Like, they show you, like, making people laugh. That's it. Like, yeah, like, it's funny as fuck. So most people tweet, like, when people are laughing, they like it because, like, it makes them feel better.
Right.
So I don't give a fuck. People laugh, I'm like, bet. Fuck yeah. It's cool. But sometimes when you're twitching out a lot and people laughing, it's like you tolerate it, but, like, sometimes it's annoying because they don't know what the fuck you're actually going through. Like, shit's stressful as fuck. Like, you can't breathe, bro. Like, you're sweating balls. You're hot. Like, you feel like you're 105 degrees. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm hot as fuck every day. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when people, like, I don't give a fuck when people laugh, but, like, they don't know what's really about. Movies don't show, like, the
What is that? Cheers, by the way.
Shit.
Does alcohol make you?
Weed, bro. Alcohol helps. So.
Alcohol what? Helps you chill out?
Or it helps you,
Do you twitch more on while you're drinking? Or do you twitch less if you're drinking?
Well, I'm drinking. When I'm sober, I twitch. When I'm sober off anything, I'm fucking twitching. If I'm faded, mm-hmm. I'm chilling. I'm like, okay. 25% chill.
And you mentioned weed. Does weed help you take the edge off as well?
Bro, I need some marijuana.
Okay.
I need some marijuana in Miami right now. Fuck.
We're coming to you from beautiful Miami, from the Sokai Sushi Bar in the Falls. Thank you to our friends at Sokai.
Fire.
When you visit Miami, visit Sokai.
Fire.
Awesome. Sake bombs. And yeah, pussy too.
I've had like 9.
I don't think that's on the menu, but
we gonna get it.
You know what I love is the fact that you take your is it a condition? What would you say?
So it's a medical condition. So it's not a disease. People say, yeah, disease. Not food, condition.
But, so how do you feel? So how do you feel when somebody says what you have is a disease? Does that make you feel bad?
I'm like, shut the fuck. You're stupid as fuck. Okay. Stupid fuck. I got a condition, bro. Dude, it's not contagious. And if it was, you'd kill yourself because you can't handle this shit.
That's
like,
worse.
It's like some shit. Like, whoa, I know this shit. Tourette's fool. People complain about dumb shit every day. You know what I'm saying, like, oh, they know, bro. Oh my gosh, shut the fuck up.
How does that make you feel when
it makes me like
when people complain about silly stuff compared to your condition?
So, they don't know what the fuck.
That's complicated.
They don't know really how hard life can be. They didn't experience shit. Like, hey, you got some troubles, but bro, that ain't shit, bro. I got real troubles, and I still got real and less troubles, and I still do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
How old were you when you were diagnosed?
Seven years old. Fucking bullshit, bro. I went to like some like I started blinking. I started like this in class. I was like, what the fuck? Can I start blinking? And then I started making this noise like that. And like some girl told on me. I was like, what the fuck? I can't stop. And like the teacher's like, you should see me after class. So I got suspended. Then my parents came, they talked to her. Like, yo, something, like, he's making noises, he's doing stuff that he shouldn't be doing. Like, oh, he's disrupting class. Like, what the fuck? So we went to the doctor's, right? And did an MRI on me, and they're like, oh, your son has Tourette's. Oh, I was 7. I was like, what the fuck is that?
How did your parents react?
They're like, what? They're surprised, like, oh my God. They're just like, they didn't know what it was, you know what I'm saying? So they're really ready for it. But dude, like right after that, it started getting worse. Like a year into it, ooh. Third grade, bro, hit. Like, I was in first grade when I got it.
Uh-huh.
Or second grade. So third grade, it got fucking bad, bro. I was tweaking out, so we moved to a private school. Went to private school, they thought it'd be better.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck no, bro. They made me wear uniform. I cannot wear tight shit. Cannot wear belts.
Why? What happens when you wear tight stuff?
I compressed.
Yeah.
Tight, I twitch out.
Okay.
So I start twitching, bro. So I go to church. Sit down. I can't sit.
What happens in church?
Surgery. Like, church, bro. I'll be twitching out.
Right. You had surgery. You wanted 20 people that have a very is experimental implant. We're going to get into that in a second. But I'm curious. So you're sitting in church with your family and... You have these tics, these outbursts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
facts.
What happened?
I'm sweating, bro. I'm twitching the fuck out because I'm forced to do what the fuck, hey, yo. So I'm sitting there like, fuck. Like, when shit over, like, I'm trying to listen to God, but like, bro, I can't do this shit. I'm twitching the fuck out, like, sweating and shit. So just like, it's terrible. Like, that shit for fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, till eighth grade. So I was there for 5 years, bro. I'm doing that shit. Fuck. And I played Jesus Christ. I played Jesus Christ for a play, so
how
I had to vote for like 40 minutes. I'm just on the cross.
Wait a minute. So you played Jesus Christ and you were being crucified.
Twitching the fuck out. I'm just twitching out.
You were twitching Jesus Christ, crucified.
Crucified. He's dead, and I'm just twitching the fuck out. Dog, it was fucking funny, but like, hey, I didn't give a fuck.
But it makes sense because Jesus, he resuscitated, right?
Yeah.
He rose from the dead. So it's kind of like, it's all right.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck.
You're not like completely dead.
No, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's like, I did it for a play. So like, I'm twitching out. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Everybody knew I twitched. So I don't give a fuck, bro. So then they like, it's easy. High school, that's when it got a little bit like, all right, because like sports and shit, they always bias as fuck. Oh, get threats. You can't play. Fuck you, bitch. I'm better than all you peasants. I'm better than all you peasants. For real, though. I was like, I was a beast, bro. I got scholarships to like 7 colleges, bro.
Okay.
And I only played 5 games my senior year because I had transferred. Because the school I went to first time, they treated me like shit because I twitched.
Why?
Oh, you can't play quarterback. You have Tourette's. Bro, so they didn't play me.
Okay, so they doubted you. People doubted me, bro. Were you ever bullied?
I was always picked last.
Okay.
And I was the best fucking player. What the fuck? I'm the best. I shit on everybody.
And you think that was because Tourette's, you weren't cool?
No, I was always cool. Like, people always love me, but like,
even though you had Tourette's, even though
I twitched, like, oh, fuck up, so they didn't pick me, you know?
Did they call you Twitch boy as a kid?
They called me Twitch boy when I was like in high school. They started calling me Twitch. So I was like, fuck it, I'm a Twitch boy. So started calling myself to my Instagram. I said Twitch boy. I was like, fuck it, Twitch boy. YouTube, Twitch boy.
Were you ever bullied?
Hell yeah. When I was like 8th grade, 7th grade. 7th grade, hell yeah. That's some big ass kids. Like, they're big. Like, they're my boys. Now they're my boys. I think these are my homies now.
Okay.
Cause I bitch them. Now I bitch them. Like, everybody, I bitch you, motherfucker. You think you'll bitch me? Fuck out of here. So, like, I respect that. Like, people respect me, bro, because I'm real as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, I never put up some fake act. Like, I don't like some shit. I'll tell you right there. Fuck out of here. And they respect me. Like, oh shit. He let me know what the fuck is up. Man. And, like, they never, like, feel like attacked because I tell them, like, bro, I'm just telling you what's up. Like, I got Tourette's. I can't deal with no bullshit. I can't deal with no bullshit, like, at all. Like, I need to be real. I need to know what, and I need to let you know what the fuck I like and what I can't do, and we'll be good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I tell everybody, like, when I'm friends with, like, my best friend, you know what I like keeps me calm. Like, I'm not gonna be doing no extra shit just cause y'all wanna do some shit, you know what I'm saying?
You right?
Man, I'm just twitching. Cause when I talk about Tourette's, I twitch.
Makes you nervous?
Nah, when I
twitch, get excited?
When I think about Tourette's, it makes me twitch more. It's weird.
When you think about it.
Yes, bro. It's weird.
The less you think about it,
yes,
the less.
That's why when I'm drunk, I think I'm pussy. So I'm just drunk, so I'm not thinking about nothing. So I'm just like,
does pussy calm you down?
So, well, when I'm gross, bro. If I'm with a girl, I'll twitch, so but I'll be more calm. If I'm cuddling,
got it.
I'll still twitch, but I'll be more calm.
So pussy's good for you?
Hell yeah. Oh, hit me up with that. Let's go. Shit. Let's go. God damn. Hey, the baddies. I don't want no fucking ones. No fives. Out of here. Get out of here. I'm a damn 12.
Dude.
I'm a 12 out of 10. Look at
you. You're 20, brother.
I'm a 35.
There you
go. I'm a 69. Fuck you. Yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Nah, bro. I tried, bro, but these hoes ain't loyal. These hoes ain't loyal, bro. Who?
Is it complicated having a relationship
with Tourette's? Honestly, I think that might be a problem, bro. Like, I don't know. I never thought about that.
Tell me.
I never thought about that. I never thought about that.
Have you had a relationship?
I had like almost I had one for real one, and I had almost a second one, but like that one like went on for like 8 months. And
all right, let's talk about the first one. Why did the first one end?
I don't fucking know. This was just stupid, bro. It was high school, you know. High school.
All right.
The second one was like when I was 20.
Okay,
I like her. She's my best friend for like 7 years. So I thought this could be some shit. You know what I'm saying?
What happened?
Fuck, bro. She fucked her ex. She pulled up to my crib. I didn't tell me. I said, you fuck your fucking ex? I knew it. Mm-hmm. I smelt it on her. Mm-hmm. I fucking know it. Don't play with me, hoes. I know what's up. Oh.
Tell her what you really think about her.
Yeah, honestly, you fucked up, girl. I know you still love me. You watching my stories and shit every fucking time.
You can tell.
You be hitting my. Bro, all these girls, all of them, I tell them, fuck off. Fuck out of here. I don't care. I'll cut them off because they be begging. They be coming back, bro. They come back, bro, like year or year later. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. They'll be back, bro. It's funny as fuck, bro.
I'm curious. Does sex calm you down?
No. No.
No?
I twitch out of here. I'll be twitching unless I go to sleep. It's weird, bro. Whenever.
Do you sleep good?
Hell yeah. Now I do. Now I do.
How many hours do you normally sleep like a night?
Now like 7 or 8. Thank God.
You sleep good?
We went to sleep like at 3 a.m. last night. Woke up at 11, bro.
Okay.
So I was like, I don't know how many hours.
So you sleep well, uninterrupted.
Now, bro, but fuck, before surgery,
right?
Fuck no. I sleep 4 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours, and go smoke. I'm up already smoking weed till the next fucking night I sleep. So like I'll be up for like 13, 15 hours a day, 18 hours a day. That's how it was, bro.
Let's
19, 20. Fuck. Shit, bro. I only sweat. God damn, boy.
You sweat a lot.
Hell yeah, bro. I'm juicy.
You twitch more when you're in the heat.
Yeah, bro. It's hot as fuck in Miami. What the fuck? You don't need AC outside. Shit. Miami needs some AC outside. Fuck out of here. I was thinking about that. Like, bro, let me AC on the trees. Fuck. It's just too hot.
Let's talk about your surgery.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
You underwent.
Cheers.
Cheers, brother.
Hey, cheers. Para arriba.
Para arriba, para abajo.
Bajo.
Centro.
Centro, adentro.
Y para adentro.
Hey, I'm already a little shit, y'all.
Let's talk about the surgery.
Yeah.
Experimental, right?
Mm-hmm. Experimental as fuck.
It's called DBS, deep brain stimulation.
Correcto.
Okay, and you have a double implant.
I have two. Y'all want to see this shit?
Yeah, let's see it.
Y'all see this shit?
It's like a pacemaker.
I got two of them.
Got it.
I'm funny as fuck. God damn, look at this shit.
It's like a workout.
It's a workout, Bobby. Tourette's is a workout.
So, Carlos, these things are connected directly to your brain.
Yeah.
How does that connect with your brain? Does that hurt what you're doing?
Nope. It hurts when I hit him, like a car door. Oh. I hit slammed my car door on accident. I was like, that's fucking hurt, bro.
Hurt.
But like, if I just do this shit,
it's just there. You're used to it already.
I can move him, you know?
Got it.
So yeah, it's like, when I first saw him, I was like, suck. I was like, what the fuck? I was like,
Each of these are connected to your brain.
So yeah, so I've
show us where does it go?
Can you see this case right here? This car here? You see? Oh, she fucking hair up that bad. Damn.
This goes down into like that. There's a wire that goes here, connected to that, right?
So yeah, there's
can we follow the wire down? Show us.
Follow the wire right here.
It's like a vein. You go. This is the wire.
And it goes down.
And that goes connected directly to there.
This is like right. It's like
okay.
I think I'm too solid here. So here.
Okay. What does this do?
It shocks my brain. It just stimulates it. Okay. Boom, boom. Every second. Boom, boom, boom. Compulsions. Boom,
do you
boom.
Feel it constantly?
I don't feel shit. Don't feel nothing. So you don't feel nothing, right? So I just relax. More like less stressed out.
Yeah.
I cannot talk right now. A year ago, I cannot even fucking talk to you. I'll be twitching. I'll be like, fuck you, bitch. I'll be stuttering. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Fuck. I'll be twitching out, bro. So bad. Like now I can't.
You had no control before.
No control.
So this helped you.
Bro, for 2 years, like a year and a half, I cannot speak. Like when COVID, fuck COVID, stick my fucking cock. Fuck you, bitch. Oh, that shit fucked me up. I was twitching out fucking years straight, smoking just tobacco and weed, like chops. I finally quit tobacco, thank God. After surgery, I stopped smoking for 4 months. But like that shit fucking fucked me up. I was smoking every day, not doing shit. I'm like going, I hang out with nobody, not seeing nobody. Just fucking smoking. Like fucking bad, getting depressed as fuck. Just gonna try to get through this fucking like whole year. But I got through it. Fuck yeah, boy. Oh, I got through, bitches. What's up? Yeah.
What's up?
Y'all can get through anything.
Hola, my name is. My name is. Hola, my name is. My name is. My name is. Hola, my name is. My name is. Hola, my name is. My name is. You're the youngest person in the United States to have this implant.
Yeah, there's only people. There's people with like.
How many people?
There's kids with like one implant.
One.
I'm only one with the young.
Two.
The youngest with two. Like,
two.
For Tourette's.
For Tourette's.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy. And 1 in 7 billion fuckers. Wow. Pussies. Hit me up, girls. Y'all want someone different? Shit. What's up?
Difference good. Difference not bad.
That's what I'm saying. Damn.
I see you refer to yourself on social media as a cyborg.
Yeah. Iron Man. Motherfucker. know what I'm saying?
Shit, I got the this thing is connected with an app too on your phone, right?
Bluetooth. It's Bluetooth.
It's Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
So you can adjust it. iPod. Okay.
It's an iPod. It's my house.
So under what conditions would you have to adjust?
Only if I'm fucking twitching out, bro.
If you're having a bad time.
Like, it's like me just being normal, like regular. Like I'm not chilling. Like I don't notice how chill I am.
Right.
If I'm more than regular, like fuck, like stuttering, fuck, I'm changing that shit. I go to the doctor usually because she does it better.
They adjust it every now and then?
Mm-hmm. Whenever I go to the doctor, whenever I feel like I'm shit, like I'm like twitching too much, I call her. I'm like, yo, I need to put me ASAP.
Got it.
And she fucking changed it with her iPad.
You got millions of followers, and most people
I wish followers for you. I mean, there's views, though.
And views, too.
Followers for us, whatever. I don't give a fuck my answer. I mean, I'm saying, I don't give a fuck.
What do you give a fuck about? What's important to you?
But I'm honestly, I'm trying to, like, my main goal is being an actor, right? Okay. I'm still doing that show. Chill. Right. I'm fucking boom, good as fuck, bruh. Shit, y'all.
But you rap, too.
I rap now, so that's some lit shit that I love.
I've heard
love
some of your music. You have good music.
Yeah, I love it. But my label, like, right now we're working, says COVID fucking slowed everything down, so I'm just waiting on them, right? But I got some music, but I'm waiting to drop my songs and shit. Like,
Twitch? Do you Twitch when you sing?
No. When I'm in the studio, when I'm like they make me do like the same verse five times, I'll be twitching the fuck out. I'm like, fuck. But when I start rapping now, I won't Twitch.
Okay.
Until after, like once I've done it, I'll be twitching out, bro. Like it's crazy. But I've been trying to start like changing my Twitch, bro. Like I want to start saying like every Twitch is negative.
Right.
Fuck you, bitch. Suck my cock. I want to say like I love you, bitch. Fucking love you. Like I love you, fucking whore. Fuck yeah. You're sexy. Good looking. You're fucking cute. What's up, bro? You good looking as fuck. Keep doing that shit. Nice shoes. Like why not just do that shit instead of fucking fuck you, whore. Fucking bitch. I hate you.
What do you tell your like haters or people that think that what you that they you when I'm you, like, when you bro, Twitch it's exaggerated or it's not real? What do you tell
them? But you don't know what the fuck I'm going through, bro. I'm not a faker. Suck my cock. That's what I say. Suck my cock. Cause I don't know. I say at the end of the day, you can't make it believe you by saying shit. So like I say like, I'm not a faker, bro. Like, fuck out of here. Like I'll be real as far as like I'm not gonna be nice to you if you're fucking talking shit to me. Fuck out. Like you're disturbing me. I'm not gonna disturb you. I'm not gonna fucking give you my respect. Fuck out of here. I give respect to people like you respect me.
You know what I respect about you is that you're real. It's just you get what you see.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
You know, and you risked a lot during that surgery because that was experimental. You could have died in that process.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah. But I could have when I woke up.
But you think you feel comfortable, obviously.
God got me. Jesus Christ. He fucked me up already. So he's like, I got you, bro.
What do you think about God?
I love God, bro. Like, I believe in God so much, bro. Like, I'm not religious. I'm not Catholic. I guess I'm Christian, but, like, I'm more just spiritual, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I pray to him. I got a connection, bro, because, like, my life's not been going this good for no fucking reason, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? I got Tourette's, fool. I used to fuck up. Fucking 4 years of my life were fucked, bro. The last 3 years, I was living good, but I was fucking up. I was crashing. I was fucking, it was, like, bad, bro. My Tourette's was fucking me up. Like, it would fuck my, like, daily life up. I'd be twitching and forgetting everything. I'd lose my wallets. I lost, like, 5 wallets in a fucking year. With, like, $500 in it each time. So I'm like, fuck, bro. So I was just like, it fucks me up. It like fucks me up financially more than anything.
Okay.
I gotta buy
holding down a job.
Yeah, bro. I don't fucking work, pussies. Fuck out of here. I fucking model, bitch. I rap and I make music and I act. Fuck yeah. But yeah, it's been slow since COVID, bro.
So what would you say the biggest obstacle that Tourette's has made for you?
Biggest obstacle? Fuck. Honestly, just like being. Just being able to fucking relax and just be chilling, like work somewhere. Like I would love to work.
Like how do you feel right now? Do you feel you need to be somewhere else?
I'm chilling. I'm twitching, but like I'm not having to do shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't have to fucking clean shit. Go pick up. Like
I'm asking you because most people that are walking by or fear, you know, I might think that you feel uncomfortable,
nah,
or
bro,
that you're nervous, or that
I'm comfortable as fuck.
Chill.
Right now.
Even though you're twitching out.
Just twitching,
cool.
It's hot as fuck.
Yeah, got it.
God damn, bro, it's hot. That's it. Like I'm just relaxed. When we're inside, I'd be probably relaxed, more relaxed. Like,
got it.
Hot. But yeah, bro, it's only like
so normally when you're indoors, the air conditioning has to be really
AC,
cold.
AC, boy. Oh, the AC or Antarctica. Antarctica, boy. Fuck it. I live there.
The colder the better.
Colder the better, bro. I was in Colorado, bro, with the windows fucking down, bro. Like driving in the snow. Negative 10 degrees.
Yeah.
Windows down. I'm fucking out the window like a dog. I don't give a fuck, bro. I need cold air. That shit calms me down.
Have you ever tried to hold down like a job?
Yeah, for
a while. And?
My family has restaurants, so I worked at them since I was like 7, bro. And like twitching out. I'm twitching the fuck out. So I stopped going with my mom to work with her when I was like 12. So I fuck that taco shop, fool. Then I worked fucking restaurants when I was in high school and like I'd be twitching, bro. I'd get rosado. Fucking rashes on my balls because I'd be twitching. So I'd be walking and twitching the fuck out.
You twitch so much you get rashes
on
your
balls?
I get
rashes on my fucking set of my nuts.
Like, for moving so much?
Yes, bro. So I'd be like, I'd be walking like this.
You know who else has that problem? You know who else has that problem? Porn stars.
Oh, fuck out of here.
I would imagine.
Fuck, I probably did.
Rug burns and all types of shit, right?
Fuck, bro. Like, bro, like, after that, after I stopped work, quit working,
yeah,
never again. Fuck work, bro. I was a valet. I worked at restaurants, bro. I was a hard-ass worker, bro. I actually fucking work, you know what I'm saying? But, like, fuck that shit. I'm not gonna twitch the fuck out and stress my life out just for fucking work. I figure out something else, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Much of the advances in conditions like yours come from, you know, studying the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, people have to donate their brains,
yeah,
have brains to study. Is that, would you consider,
oh, yeah, if,
are you an organ donor?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I would probably do this.
You have a driver's license?
I do.
You drive?
Does it say my license?
Yeah, you can. Well, you know what I'm saying? Can you drive?
Okay, yeah, normally bitch, I drive. Motherfucker. You can see my fucking number,
yo,
but
I drive. Normally when you apply for a driver's license, they ask you.
Tell me.
I'll tell you. Well, I don't know. Normally they ask you if you're an organ donor. Depends on the state. It doesn't say here. So California doesn't say if. See, but you would know. They ask.
I don't think I am, though. I don't think I am. I don't know how to do
it. Do you twitch when you drive?
Sometimes, not all, right, all the time. Like when I'm driving, it's like more. I'm focused. Especially when I'm driving fast as fuck. Full, bro. I drive sometimes fast.
Talking about chauffeurs. So, what happens when you get an Uber or a Lyft? Do you explain to the driver that you have Tourette's?
Fuck yeah, bro. Some dude gave me his car yesterday. I fucking fuck with you, bro. Hit me if you need me to pick you up. It's like, yeah, bet. But yeah, bro. I let
Most people are cool with it.
I let them know what's up, and they're like cool with it. They're like, oh shit, out of it, bro. But they don't. Sometimes they don't know. Like, what the fuck? And they're just quiet the whole time. Or they're looking back like. Look into the mirror. I'm like, whatever.
So I'm curious. Going back to the organ donor, would you consider when it's time to check out to, you know, to donate your brain to science to help other people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're cool with that?
I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm dead, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you could. You know what I'm saying? Puedes dejar un legado. You leave a.
I know you're right, but like,
you know, and my
body can be there. My body can be there. My brain there can help people.
Right.
I mean, then I'm dead. Like, why not, bro? If I can help people, fuck yeah, bro. So this shit sucks. You know what I'm saying? I always hated it, bro. I used to be like, bro, what the fuck, God? Like, when the fuck this got better? You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. Like last year, I was praying, begging. And, like, fucking surgery helped me a lot.
Well, what's the toughest question you've asked God?
Like, bro, like, is this shit ever gonna end? Like, what the fuck? Like, I can't do this shit. Like, I don't know how long I can keep doing this shit, bro. Like, I was so down, bro. Like, I've tried to kill myself, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. I don't give a fuck, bro. I've done it. I tried. But I can't do it, though. Like, I can't do it.
How,
I took, like,
how?
15 Tylenols. What time, fool? 15. She didn't know nothing happened. I was fucking twitching out still. Like, what the fuck? I was sitting on the plane like, oh, my God. What the fuck, dude? Like, dude, like, thank God nothing happened, but like,
so,
yeah.
So the twitching was so bad that you would rather die.
Yeah, bro, dude.
And you
so many times.
And you took how many Tylenol?
15. I used to cuss out God, bro. I used to curse that fucker out. I'd be praying like, fuck you, you fucking bitch. I fucking hate you, bro. But now, like, change up. I'm like, so I prayed, you know what I'm saying? Like, I realize that I'm just like, life, that's life, bro. Sometimes you have shit that you gotta fucking conquer, bro. Fuck it. These people have fucking cancer, bro. People with no legs. I'm probably bitching. Like, fuck that. So I don't like to bitch about it at all, you know what I'm saying? I know people got it way fucking worse than me. You know, my shit's worse. Like, stressful as fucking, like, torturous, but like, bro, people can die any second and they're still. So I'm like, I'm grateful I'm alive. You know what I'm saying?
What do you tell the people that are, you know, that are contemplating suicide, planning on checking out?
I tell them, like, bro, it's not like, dude, you have so much to live for, bro. Like, yo, just right now, you're just tripping, bro. You're stressing right now. Fuck, bro, you're not gonna be stressing like 10 days, you're gonna be somewhere fucking living life. What the fuck are you gonna do then? You're gonna think about the same shit you're thinking? No, you're not, bro. It's just a fucking, in the time you're thinking, change your fucking mindset. That's it. Your mindset, fool, that's all you need to do. Mindset is key. Your mind can make anything fucking happen, bro. Like, mindset will fucking, bro, you think you're happy, you fucking be happy. If you think you're sad, you're gonna be sad. That's it. Stop thinking shit. Just stop fucking thinking, bro, and just start doing. Live your life. Stop fucking overthinking shit. I overthink so fucking much, bro. So I'm like, fuck, I gotta chill. Like, so I smoke, and when I smoke, I get out of my thoughts. I'm like, fuck that shit. Stop thinking, bro. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna live your life. You're gonna make shit happen. Everything's gonna happen, like, with the flow. You know what I'm saying? With the flow, it's gonna happen.
Is there anything you haven't tried to control Tourette's? So you have double implants.
Heroin!
Heroin's bad news,
they
man.
They told me, some guy was like, you should try heroin, fool. I'm like, you fucking insane. I'm not stupid. I'm not gonna do that shit, obviously, for now.
So we,
I've done pills, bro. Honestly,
pills?
I've done so many. I don't even know them, bro. I've done like.
Prescribed.
Schizophrenia pills, bro. I don't even got schizophrenia, bro. Like, shit that's so bad, bro. Like, for you, like, it fucked me up. I would be literally like a zombie walking at 2 a.m. trying to get to my room, like, falling on my, like, my face and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was like, fuck that shit, bro. So, like, it's like pills that are like, I was like, basically heroin, bro. They have opioids.
Yeah.
Every day. Take those.
Xanax?
Xanax, fuck yeah. For my flight. Ooh, I need that shit tomorrow. Pop that shit, I'm fucking.
But
wake up. I'm chilling.
Would you consider that you're addicted to drugs?
No, hell no.
No. You have control over them.
I was addicted to weed. Fuck yeah, I was addicted to tobacco and weed. Smoking that shit for 2 years straight. 4 years weed, tobacco 2 years. I was smoking chops. You know what the fuck Mokies are, boys? Fucking put the tobacco in the weed and you smoke that shit in a bong. Oh, I guess you fucked. You'd be like, oh, you can't even move. You're like, oh, I need one right now. Fuck, nah, fuck that shit. But yeah, I haven't done this in fucking since September. I stopped the day before surgery. I did one bowl, done. Never did that shit again. It kills your lungs, bro. It's so bad. Tobacco, bro.
Bad stuff. Away.
Weed is better for you, honestly. Like, yeah, it's not good at the end of the day, but like, bro, it helps me, so I need that shit. You know, like, fuck yeah, bitch out of here. Fuck that shit. Fuck pills, bro.
Listen, this, so there's a lot of studies that say that Tourette's is probably hereditary. It's like
fuck no, bro. No? Psych. Hell no.
Is that bullshit?
Bullshit.
Really?
And nobody in my family ever had Tourette's.
Nobody. No one. Because I saw an episode on, what is that, 90 Day Fiancé on TLC? And there was a couple that was dating and the girl has Tourette's and there was they said on there that there was a 50-50 chance of their baby having Tourette's.
I'm going to say some real shit, bro, right now. Honestly, I looked up a lot of shit. My parents, when I was a kid, they were saying, eran las vacunas que hicieron eso. Las margaritas, las vacunas cuando eran con el bebito. I was like, what the fuck? Vaccines. When I was a kid, when you're a baby, you get so many fucking vaccines, right?
You think the vaccines has something to do with it?
I looked it up like 2 years ago, a year ago. I was looking this shit up, like researching DTP vaccine, some vaccine I heard about. So much fucking metals in like fuck shit that fucks your brain up, bro. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, bro, it's not hereditary because no one in my family ever had Tourette's. At the end of the day, like, I got a vaccine. I just fucking don't know when I was 7 years old. Closest to the vaccine ages, I got Tourette's. Fuck, ask me that. Or like, you can't even sue them. You can't even sue these companies. You can't. So I'm thinking, like, fuck that shit, bro. Like, that's why I'm not fans of vaccine, like, vaccines. Like, I'm not doing the COVID vaccine just because of Tourette's. I don't want to get fucked up more. Like, fuck. I don't trust. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Does your doctor say to stay away from it?
No, doctors don't say shit. They don't even tell me nothing about vaccines. They never bring it up because they already know I go through shit. So I don't even think about anything else, bro. I just think about surviving with Tourette's, fool. Like, COVID ain't scare me. Like, fuck that shit, fool. Like, I ain't even got COVID once. One time, bro. And I've got tested like 10 times, bro. One time, bro, and my fucking brother had COVID, and my sister, and I was in the same house with them. I didn't contact that shit. It's crazy. I'm like, it's weird. That was weird for me, but like, yeah, bro, I'm just not a fan.
So you wouldn't get the COVID vaccine because
I think it's gonna fuck me up somehow.
Got it. Make things
and
worse.
I got Tourette's. Like, fuck that shit. I'll probably twist the fuck even more. Like, fuck, get Parkinson's or something. Like, or like, I don't know. Like, I just think like anything can happen. Like anything you put into your body can fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Anything. You can go blind or something.
You can bring it, sweetheart. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you to the ladies here at Sokai.
She's the best.
Keeping us hydrated.
Any more drinks?
Yeah, I'm
you know what? Can I have one of those as well? Yeah.
One more?
Yeah, and if you have, if you can text God just to bring the AC down a little bit. Carlos will love it.
Puff? Shit. Bro, if this shit was alive, I would be so lightheaded. I'd be like, let's go. At least puffs, fuck nicotine. Don't smoke nicotine, kids. Fuck this shit.
What do you think about that?
Fucking kill you. Fucked. But I need it. It calls me down at the end of the day, like, fuck it, bro. I'm gonna die one day.
Hola, my name is. Hola, my name is. Hola, my name is. Hola, my name is. You know what I've noticed, Carlos, that on your social media also you criticize a lot of like drinks, and you're always reading ingredients and things like that, and that's all because of
Tourette's, bro.
Tourette's, and of course all these.
Yeah, it makes me like insecure about everything they fucking give us. The vaccine shit. When I realized that, I was like, fuck, what the fuck? I can't trust the government. Fuck, bro. Like, I can't trust them, bro. Like, I looked up how many people have autism since 1975 or some shit. 30% more increase autism, bro. Since the vaccines, bro. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, bro, it's obviously the fucking vaccines. One of my friends who's like, she lives in LA, she didn't vaccinate her kid. She didn't give him one vaccination. Her friend gave her kid vaccination, he got autism. And her kid is fine. And he had not one vaccine. So I'm just like, bro, what the fuck? For sure. So I'm just thinking, but like, at the end of the day, you can't trust nobody, bro. Like, everybody says that, but like, we all trust the government. But like, fuck the government. Fuck. They don't give a fuck about us. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, they don't, bro. There's some shit that's sus as fuck. Yeah, conspiracies are crazy, but at the end of the day, like, if you have some shit and you research shit and you really like living like a crazy ass life, you figure out some shit, bro. Like, my life is so fucking fucked, bro, that I have to fucking figure shit out. You know what I'm saying? And like, and I can't be bullshit, bro. Like, how the fuck do I get to rich? I wasn't born with this shit. I was 7. You know what I'm saying? 7. It's not just hiding in my fucking DNA. Fuck no, bro. It came out of nowhere.
You're convinced that something happened.
Yeah, bro.
And you think it was a vaccination.
Everything. Something happens for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Your family's supportive, obviously, of your condition.
They're the ones that made me believe that, bro. Like, fuck. I was like, yeah, they're super supportive. Fuck yeah, super, bro. I love them, bro. Like, they give a fuck. They care about me and shit.
Carlos, is there anything that you... Is there anything that you can't do because...
Nah, bitch, I do everything. Wow, everything. Snowboard, surf, fucking quads, jet ski, fucking ride bikes.
And you're probably good as fuck because you're like super focused on that stuff, yes?
Bro, I can drive a car 100, 200 miles per hour.
Yeah, we know. You've gotten 3 tickets in the past, what, 2 weeks?
145 miles per hour, too.
That was the last one. Oh, slow down.
That was bad.
Was that one of the times you're trying to kill yourself?
The last one.
Hello?
Hell no. I don't drive around. I'm just like, room. I love it. I'm like, who, adrenaline? And I'm perfect, bro.
But it's not Grand Theft Auto, bro. It's real life.
I know. I need to remember that shit, bro. I'm just like, this is fun.
What's the hardest thing about a day in Carlos's life?
Waking up, just twitching. I wake up, I'm like, bro, first thing I think about, what do you think is the first thing I think about? Weed. Where's my weed? Fuck. Hit one bubble and now, thank God, I hit one bubble and I won't smoke for 5 hours. Yeah. So it's late, like 2 hours. Hit two bubbles and I'll be chilling.
Like, now, you live in a state where the weed, obviously, you live in California, so you can, recreational weed is...
Thank you, God.
You love California.
Dude, I fuck hate it, but I love the weed.
You hate it?
I want to come here, bro.
Florida.
Even though it's hot as fuck, but I
But Florida hate. Weed, recreational weed ain't legal.
Fucking, like, booty. PGRs. Fuck that shit. Booty. It's like a type of strain. It's like,
got
it's
it.
Fucking, like, chemicals and shit.
Booty, like ass, like girls.
It's chemicals in that shit.
In
the weed.
Yes.
Like the exotic, the good shit doesn't have no, it's
natural. Chemicals and everything we eat.
No, but the natural shit, like the best natural shit, is just growing. There's no space shit on it.
Got it.
It's fucking amazing, bro. It looks beautiful because they breed it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
like my boy has a farm and I go with him. It's fucking beautiful. We just had this, we just ran out. Fuck, so I'm twitching out, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, but like, it the type of weed, because they be spraying shit on like fertilizer and all that shit on these weeds. That's why they come out with PGRs. They come out like crunchy or fucking soft.
Yeah.
And like, soft one's the best one. That's the natural one. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I smoke. Fuck that shit. Fuck the rest of the bullshit, bro.
You got your music project coming up.
Yeah.
You got a movie coming out.
Yeah.
Talk to me about your movie.
Shit, it's basically about my Tourette's, my implants, and how the fuck I live with my, like, cope with this shit, and like, and just inspiring. Inspiring fuckers. You stupid fucks. Ow, shit. Inspiring pussy. Yeah, inspiring people. That's it, you know what I'm saying?
I love the way you answer people. That you give people is kind of like, because you know they're kind of like maybe laughing, or they're already like, what's wrong with him? And you're like responding to them.
And responding, I see it like with balls. They're like, oh shit.
He's talking to me.
So what's up? And then they understand. It's like, bro, so I'm always, time I talk to someone, I say with balls. I don't give a fuck. I tell them with balls. You know that shit. I tell them like real as fuck. They know what the fuck. Like, they know I'm worth what I'm worth. Like, I know, I'll let you know what the fuck I'm worth just by talking to you, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Fucking asshole. Sit down. Oh. I didn't mean asshole, but yeah.
with the exception of curing your Tourette's, if there's something you could change right now, what would you change right now? If you immediately could change right now.
The vocal tics. Fuck. They make me sweat the most. Like, dog, I've been talking too much. Stop fucking twitching out, and it tires you, bro. Speaking burns calories, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's so many, bro. I fucking burn at least 2,000 a day. By talking, fool. So like I be sweating, bro. So that shit, oh fuck yeah, I need that shit gone. You fucking, hey, pussy, I'll kill you. I need that shit gone, bro. I was thinking about getting my sweat glands removed. Imagine,
Who talked you into
sweat
that?
Sweat glands. I don't know. I just looked.
Is that even a thing?
I saw it, bro. Yeah.
You get your sweat glands removed?
You don't sweat, yeah, boy. Oh.
You sweat a lot, typically.
Shit, boy.
It's like a workout, though.
A gallon a day.
Do you go to the gym?
No, I sometimes.
You don't have to.
I was going to the gym for like last month, but my membership expired, and I came to Miami. So long I get to come back. I want to do boxing, bro. Bro, okay. I will fuck up anybody.
Afraid of getting hit?
Bro, I'm fucking, bro. Can I don't get hit. I don't, bro. I'm too fast, bro. Like, all these fuckers, I think they're good. Logan Paul, bro. Pussies. I'll fuck him up in a dime, bro. Ryan Garcia.
What do you got? Tell
Garcia,
Ryan.
You put
Yo,
that.
Ryan's very talented, bro.
He's good as fuck.
Damn, he got him.
He's good as fuck. Hey, bro, don't tell you. I'm telling you. I boxed 3 years, bro.
Yo, Ryan will fuck you up. Be careful.
No, not shit. No, don't tell you. I had good trainers, bro. Trust me. I'm a fighter, bro.
But can you get hit with implants?
Bro, I get. Nah, that's the only problem. No, I can't fight. I'm the deadliest fighter with the. Can't fight.
Yo, that's the best. That's awesome because you can trash talk all fucking day, but they're not gonna touch you because of the implants.
I can't.
You talk shit.
I can talk shit.
Tell fucking Jake Paul.
I want to fight though.
Call Jake Paul.
You don't fucking pussy, boy. Yeah, yeah. Dead ass, dog. What's up? I'll beat your ass, bro.
Tell Ryan Garcia he's ain't shit.
Ryan Garcia.
Tell me.
Hey, bro, I'll still fight you with these shits, bro. I'll do it. I don't give a fuck, bro. 6 months, I'll beat your ass. No cap. You see these fucking eyes? I'll beat your fucking ass. You ain't got Tourette's, bro. I fought demons, bro. I'll beat your fucking ass. I swear to God, bro. Like, dude, people think I'm playing, bro. I've been in like 5 fights, knocked every fucker out. Every fucker out.
Yeah.
I got jumped in Hollywood. I fucking flipped this kid, bro.
Who jumped you in Hollywood?
Bro, some fucking live streamers, some put that they're looking, they're walking around Hollywood like, you see the kid that twitches out? He's a tweaker. You seen him? Let me know. Walking around Hollywood, bro.
So wait a minute, you're walking down the street.
I'm live streaming with some girls, right? I used to live stream on some guy named Ice Poseidon, right? And I was streaming.
You have an episode, you say something, they think
you're fucking with them. These fuckers hated me. Because I'm viral, so they hated me.
Yeah.
So they pulled up on me.
Gracias.
They watched our live stream, bro.
Thank you. Shout out to all the restaurant industry coming out of COVID. Un aplauso a esta gente que están trabajando duro. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Muchas gracias.
Oh, jeez.
The restaurant business has struggled a lot, man.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Everywhere, a lot, bro. Because of COVID. Everyone's having a hard time. Thank you, man. We appreciate you.
People still love to go out, so that's the thing that keep them alive. People love to go out and get drinks somewhere else. So like, I bet. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's San Diego too, bro.
All right, so you're walking down the street. You're streaming.
How'd you remember that, bro? I already forgot. Shit, dog. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So you start twitching and these guys think that, what, you were fucking with them?
They're live streamers. Same live streamers on the same network. So they freaking hate me. They pull up on me, trying to fight me. Then he swung at me, bro. He swings. I'm like, he had a fat ass watch off. Say, bitch, he runs to his car. What's up, pussy? Throws his watch in his car, gets his homie off. His homie comes to me, right? He does like a hook. I fight, bro. Like, that's why I fight. I went, I backed up and I just went, boom, right in the face, bro.
Knocked him out?
Fucking mouth. He went, and I just went, connected 7 shots. He didn't hit me once. Boom, 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 boom. He grabs me by the waist. He's like this. His head on my waist. I grab his head. I'm like, boom, boom, you fucking bitch. I get to the curb, bro. I grab him by the stomach. Like, I go wrap around him, and I flipped. I jumped and went, boom, onto the street, bro. Hollywood. On Hollywood Boulevard. All these cars. Beep, beep. His homie tries to jump my face. He's running out to me. Bro, I can flip. I do all that shit. I did that ninja flip. I grabbed his foot and I threw that shit, bro. This guy flies. He's jumping. He's like stuttering. He's like, what the fuck? He leaves, bro. He's like, good shit, fucker. I'm like, what the fuck? Fuck you, bro. Get out of my face, dog. I was with some guest models, bro. Some baddies, bro. Oh! So I felt beast after that. Shit, I got my back. I didn't get touched once, bro.
Did you get laid that night?
Nah.
No?
I should have.
You didn't put out after all that?
That bitch is stupid, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
Wait, no, it's okay.
These ugly girls are stupid, bro. Like, bro, they're retarded, bro. Retarded. Retarded, bro. Like, come on now. Look at me, bitch. I know you want to fuck me. Stop playing. Stop playing.
Carlitos, it's good talking to you. Thank you for spending time with me and educating us, schooling us on Tourette's. I wish you the best in your music, in your acting career, in your modeling career, in anything you do.
Thank you, brother.
You know, there's a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of famous people that have mild Tourette's as well. Billie Eilish,
mild.
David Beckham.
You know who else?
David Beckham, but it's manifested through OCD. But David Beckham has mild Tourette's as well.
Tim Howard, USA goalkeeper.
Okay.
But he doesn't twitch because he's goalkeeper, you know what I'm saying?
Got it.
But he twitches out when he's home. Right. I swear to God, that motherfucker be twitching up when he's home, bro. It's funny like that. That's how it works, bro. Like, when you're out there, they don't even know because you're like focused. Fuck, doing your shit. Yeah. But once you get home, fucked. Stressed and out, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? My goal is to be successful so I can have weed forever. Not to show about shit. And I'll be chilling. That's it. You said money ain't the fucking don't make you happy. It doesn't, fool.
What makes you happy?
Just being relaxed, fool. That's it. I just need to be relaxed. But if I'm relaxed, I'm fucking happy. If I'm chilling, bro, no stress. It doesn't matter. No world can strike. If shit the world can't stress me out, I'm fine. If I stress myself out, fuck, that shit ain't shit. The world can't do shit to me, I'm fine. I'm chilling. Like, if I don't owe shit to the world, if I don't owe shit to them, and I'm not worrying about shit about the world, outside world, fucking living. I'm loving life. That's it. So I need just me being fine as fuck, being able to take care of everything I got, and I'm good. That's it.
Carlos, I wish you well.
Thank you,
brother. All the best.
Cheers,
to more relaxed days. Cheers.
More relaxed days.
More happy days, and to success.
More fucking relaxed days. Let's go. Success.
Twitch boy.
Twitch boy, motherfuckers.
Hola, my name is. Hola, my name is. My name is.